Today's reading will be from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit is to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let him not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This is the word of God. You may be seated.
Well done, well done. I'm a shorter version of Pastor Don. So I found out on Thursday, that he couldn't preach this Sunday. He had to go in the hospital and get an operation that makes his heart go around the right speed and thing. And they did that on Friday night. And he came home Saturday, and he's at home today resting. And so you got to put up with me. And I always appreciate the privilege that Pastor gives me to preach. Not very many people this old gets this allowance. So it's a great benefit or a great blessing to me to be able to do this today. I have this message that's been in my pile for quite some time. I find out that I have preached it in Britain in 2012. And this might surprise you, in Valley Farms in 2014, at Calvary for Prayer Meeting in 2014. So I have preached this several times. But when Kathy called me and said that Pastor won't be able to come on Sunday, and it'll be good for you to preach, which I wanted to do whenever I get the opportunity, I opened up, I've been having all this stuff I'm ready to put down. I was going to preach maybe this Wednesday night. But as soon as I got the opportunity, it seemed to me that this is what I'm supposed to preach. There it is. I'm actually going to preach the last verse. And the rest of it is all kind of introduction. It all fits together. I'm going to go through the psalm. It will be familiar, but it's sometimes quite okay to repeat the familiar things, okay to look in some depth. That's what I'm trying to do today. So where I'm headed is this last verse: let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. As we begin to look at this passage, it's a broad situation here. It starts out with all the things that God made and God does. Then it goes kind of personal. And then it ends up with this wonderful passage. So let me see if I can go through this and help you as it has been a help for me over many years. What it starts out is with what we call general revelation. Well, that is all about creation. That's where this is David writing this. And so he's talking about all kinds of creation, all the things that God did in creation. And that fits the category here. And so I'm going to, 1 through 6 is called general revelation. That reveals himself in all creation. And then 7 to 9, we're going to look at that's the special revelation. That's what comes us, that's what we're looking at, is the special revelation. The Bible, the words of God, what God says, what God has said, what God has done, what God has done, what he's doing and what he's going to do. All this is in the Word. And what he wants us to do is to read it, understand it, and obey when it tells us what to do. We'll talk about that probably in a little while. And then what was a surprise to me when I first studied this, you got all this majestic, great, wide stuff, and we are thankful for that, all this universal stuff. But when David begins to look at it for himself, what I put down here when I first wrote this sermon, probably 10 years ago, is that verse 10 and 11 has David's personal response. He's going to respond to all this wonderful creation, all this wonderful stuff. He's going to now respond to it, and we're going to go with it through him. And finally, we get to verse 14, and which I wanted to label my whole theme. My label would be the universal appeal. What should we do about what this psalm says? I hope that I can lay that out for you today, and that you will want to do what David does as he looks at all God has made, all God has done, and all that God is doing in him. So now we'll attempt to go through it. Number one, general revelation. I have to stay with my notes real close today. That might be some advantage because I wander a lot, so maybe this might be a handy thing. Number one, general revelation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth his handiwork. The created objects in this universe bear witness to the Creator. They show his glory. You haven't had to look very far to figure that out lately, have you? If you have gotten out beyond if you can get out of your house, if you take a look, in fact, is if you've got a window, that's all you need. God's doing great things. God has done some great things. Every spring, he makes those trees back there and behind my house turn green, and the flowers, the leaves come out. Then every fall, he makes the color come out. God's done that for several years, by the way. And he's in the process of doing that until he decides not to do it. And we don't know when that would be, and it really isn't any of our business. But that's what I'm talking about, the creation. If you don't enjoy God's creation, you are a sad sack, because that's one of the things that God has done just to let us light up our life. Even in the midst of COVID, you can look out the window and say, look at what God did today. Then as David goes down through here, for since I put down the creation of the world, this invisible attributes are clearly seen and clearly understood by those things which are made, even his eternal power and his Godhead, so that they are without. So he's talking to people the worldwide. He said, now you guys ought to get this. This is me running the outfit. You need to start here with me, and you need, we're going to find out, that you need to end up with me also. So he keeps this general revelation is declaring the glory of God. The second thing in verse 2 and 3 there is this generation, this revelation is continuous. We hear a lot about creation nowadays, things like global warming and new things out in space. I think we touched a little boomerang and it went booming around, and somebody was excited about that. You all know that if you're listening to the news. They've really been excited. They went up 2 million years out there and hit something. Good for them babies. I don't know what they're doing, but it's out there, and God put it out there long before they started looking. And by the way, it'll be there long after they get done looking. The whole point of this passage saying things like that and me saying things like that is God is at it all the time. God is not absent in all these things that are laid out, and they don't know that God's doing it, but we do, and we thank God for that every day. You need to thank God for his continuous blessing of giving what he made for us and allows us to use every day. Don't forget, that's not a non-spiritual or a light thing to do. Some of God's best people understand that this world that we're in the best. Third thing down here is that his revelation is abundant. The psalmist said, and in one of my versions, that he pours out his speech. That is, we see from what's out there and what's in our world, we see in our body. Now, the pastor had his heart fixed yesterday. They went zip-booming down in there, and they just stuck a little hole in there, and his heart was going like that. It was supposed to go like that or something like that. This is real, really, well, anyway. What they did is stuck a hole in there. They did some monkey dips around there, and now his heart's going okay. His heart's been going okay for quite a long time. So is my old ticker. So is yours. God has made that happen all the time for everybody. You ought to be just thankful that you can be here today, are you? How many people are actually thankful they could be in God's house, in God's place this day? Amen. Oh, boy, it's nice to get a Baptist to say amen. You guys are real leery on that. I know that. So it's abundant. His general revelation is abundant. The psalmist pours out his faith, pours forth his speech every day, like outside and inside. Actually, if you are an honest person, the more you look at and the more you see the creation, you see the Creator. And we thank the Lord for that. The fourth thing I got written down here is the general revelation is universal. You can't go any place on the earth where it isn't evident. They go up to the highest mountain, and the honest ones say, look what God has done. They go down into the lowest sea, and mostly all they see is stuff that God made and don't give God any credit. But God is there, God is there, and God is here, and God is all around. It's universal. As we read 4 to 6, maybe I'll read it again. Look at verse 4 to 6. I want to use whatever version that says it this way, that he pours out speech throughout all the earth. I think that's NIV. He pours out his speech through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set the tabernacle for the sun. Now it gives a picture. See David giving this picture of creation? Here comes the sun, and there goes the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, rejoices like a strong man to run its race, rising from the one end of the heaven, and every day it goes down. Every day I've been born, if I could see it, sun has gone up, the sun has gone down. Going to do that tomorrow. Going to do it next Sunday. You got to set your clocks back because some stupid people tell you to do that. But God's sun is going to come up at the same time like it did 1 year ago the same day, that same thing. That's because God does that. God does all that in order. He's an orderly God. He's in complete control of God. You need to take, that's what David is doing. He's taking in this big God. He's going to get personal here at the end. But don't underestimate what God is doing around you as much as what he's doing in you. What I want and have us note and notice what David does, he does all this, just what I've got through trying to explain to you. But what he does, what environmentalists and those great, he puts proper interest in pure water, in pure air. What they don't do, these air people and water people, they do a lot of things that have been right. There are a lot of things better because of environmentalists, but they forget something. David connects it to the Creator. That's who laid Lake Michigan. The people that have polluted Lake Michigan belong to you and me. What you've done wrong, did wrong, spit in there or something. Well, what God made is complete and it's wonderful, and we need to what David does. Thank the Lord for what he's made out there. But what he does is connect the Creator. He jumps here. He jumps in a proper jump. I may not use the word jump right. I might want to say he transitioned from out there to in here. That's what he's talking about. Do you know this book? Do you follow what the book says every day? Are you looking in the book to see what God says about what he's doing? What he's doing in you? What he can do if you will listen? What he's going to do for every single one of us that belongs to the Lord and follows us? Now, David does that. David connects the Creator with the lawgiver in what we will call special revelation. That's what we call this book. It is that. It's God's word to us. We sing about it this morning. We often sing about that because we appreciate what God has spelled out. There's a lot of things we don't know, but all we need to know until we get to heaven is right in here. And if you want to know more, open the book and read it. Well, let's see what David says when he begins to look beyond the creation. It's essential and all important for us and the main focus. So I'm going to cover 7 and 9 a little bit more. I got about 1,500 things to say. No, I got 6, I think. About special revelation. Number one, I got written down here. We can see what the law is and what the law does. Verse 7, the first part, it says, being perfect, that is complete, the law now, this thing. Being perfect, it complete, it reveal, it revives the soul. That's what it did for me today when I read some scripture today to myself. I think I had some of it in here. Did you read the scripture today? Don't let the day go by without making sure you read some of it. Get it from God and ask the Lord to help you. Being sure, being complete, it revives the soul. The idea of this statement is that the Word of God covers every aspect of life, and it's able to turn us from our sin and our sins and to lead us through our problems. I get help from God every day because I look for it every day. And I expect that's what, don't look at it just as, oh, I got to get through the chapter. Look at it as, what is God saying to me today? And if you don't find it, go to the next chapter. And if you're in the book of Ezekiel, skip it. No, you must be. Pastor Don almost says that. But if you want to get, just read through the book of John about 17 times in a row, you'll just start floating, I think. Just keep doing it because his word is trustworthy. I put down here, it makes wise the simple. That's what it says. The idea is, if we follow the directions in the Word of God, we find salvation, we find contentment, we find joy, and I got eternal life. Because I read John 3:16 and believed it 80 years ago. If we are open to doing this, you want this? You become wise. So if anybody talks to you about how stupid you are, say, I got news for you. I'm wise. I've been reading the Bible and getting smarter all the time. Just tell people that. That'll go over good. Well, maybe not. It's the truth, though. The third thing here I got written down is the first part of 8 there. Being right, it makes the heart rejoice. When Spurgeon looked at this, I have a little quote from Spurgeon. He looked at these first three things. This is what he said, which is the reason I'm reading it, because I think he got it right. God's law brings conviction, leading to wisdom, leading to joy. Don't you think that works out good? God's law convicts me. And then what it does is make me smart. It gives me wise what to do about what my conviction is. And then I get joy when I am living and following the Word of God as well as God of the Word. Now, I know this is simple stuff, folks. I'm not unaware of that. But I also am aware that we quite often kind of put that aside or forget the basics when we need to do that. And I'm trying to give you those basics again this morning. The third thing down here is number 4, is being pure or radiant is one of the scriptures. It gives light to the eyes. Those are spiritual eyes that's talking about. The idea here is it's a picture or a metaphor, and we often do that. There are some that are real easy just to get that picture. God makes the whole Word of God through a lot of pictures. Some of the best things and some of the deepest things are a metaphor. We were working through some of that today in Gary's class. Metaphors. So I put down this way. The idea is that a metaphor, let me just give you three, you will pick them up right away. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's a metaphor. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It gives me, really, it's a picture of, it helps me to go forward in my world. Thy word does that. It helps me to live in this world. It gives me light. It gives me light from above. It gives me God's light to carry out where I'm supposed to go when I ask for God's will every day. I get that from the Word of God as far as my director and my direction. See, that seems simplistic, but it is basically important for you to do it. It's like a light. That's what it says here. You're probably tickled because I'm already on 3. That means something to me. That means I got to either go slower or faster. I'm right on target. A, B, C, D, E, 5. Being pure, it endures forever. Being pure endures forever. It says there, oh, the fear of the Lord is clear. Being pure, it endures forever. The idea here is that corrupt things decay, pure things endure. And this deals with our real problems of today. Our world has and does promote relative truth, changing truth, and I can't believe anybody the third day in if I'm listening to my news. First of all, like we all say, there's fake news, no news. Is that news? That sort of thing. But with God, it's always what he says is what he means, and it will last forever what his word says. Then next one, 9b, being sure and true and righteous altogether. This is what David now is making a personal application. It says he warns against sin. I not only know what God's done, what God's doing, all the great things stuff, but I know what God wants me to do. I read the word to find out what it is, and I follow it, and if I do right, I'll go right. Works that way. Also, let's review that. Oh, by the way, I got one more, I guess. Here's first David's making a personal application here. In 10:11, this is how he applies the big picture, the inner picture. Now he applies it a little bit here. Look at 10:11. More desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and keeping them there is great reward. I like that. That's David's personal response when he got the big picture. This is what he said, man, this is more important to me than anything else. So I review quickly. I say that God, the scriptures, what this is saying about the scriptures, they cover every aspect of life. They make me wise. They make my heart rejoice. They put light in my spiritual eyes, and they will endure forever. They light up my path, and they endure forever. And their value is better than gold and more than more precious than honey. And they warn me, and they reward me. When you read the scripture, if you're reading it with your heart as well as your head, and as well as your eyes, and you put it together, you will hear this inside of you. I'm glad you did that today. Yes, you're going the right direction. You're following the light. Or you did that wrong. You are thinking about, see, the scripture can do that on the inside. It works on you on the inside all the time. Read it, assimilate it, and correctly respond to it. And then you'll find that the Bible is just one of those things you cannot get along without. You just have to do it. You just know that that's the right thing. That's the main thing. Now I get to what the sermon. Things are going good from the preacher's viewpoint. Look at the last 12 and 13. We begin to cover this. Who can understand their errors? Who can cleanse me from? See, this is after he's still responding to what he knows about God. Keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I'll be blameless. I'll be innocent. If I listen to what you have to say, God, and I do what you tell me to say, God, then I'm doing right. It's okay. I am right before my God. That's what he says. That's what he wants to do. That's what he says. Then he says, he cries out here, keep back. He also is very honest. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. This is David's personal response as he has thought about how great and good God has been. He wants God, he covers unknown sins, secret faults. He covers presumptuous sins. He's saying, cleanse me from unknown sins. Keep me from known sins. This is the one I wish to do, even though I don't want to do, or the opposite. This is what I want to stay away from when I really want to do it. You had any of those problems in your life? Sure you have. You know how you get straightened out? You look up, and you look in, and you say, okay, I'll do what you tell me. That's a great freedom to be who you are, God's people, doing what God tells you to do. That's living on the top shelf. That's the way you want to do it. Now I come to the point. This one, I'm just going to read what I got, and I'll finish. This verse 14, he ends with a whole chapter with this personal plea. This is a plea. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. That's a high bar. Do you want to do that? Do you wish to do that? Are you doing that? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I think I put that backwards. Let the meditation of my heart be such a thing that when my mouth opens up, it will be correct. It'll be right. And if I'm supposed to be saying something that is from God or right in God's word, help me to know how to remember it, do it, and say it. That's all he's saying. This is an all-inclusive verse. That's why I have preached it three or four times, at least. I probably preached it a lot more. I think Pastor has preached it, but I think it's many many years ago, and so that's why I felt free to preach it today. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This leads me to follow the word, do the word, know the word. You can't get this unless he's your redeemer. See, this is a caveat. See, David knew the Lord, followed the Lord, trusted the Lord, did what the Lord said. And you hear a pastor, or you hear Vic, or you hear whoever is talking here in the morning. Sometime along the way, we will say to you, now you need to make sure that you know the Lord as your personal Savior. We'll put it in different words. We'll put it in different ways. And we are doing that because we hope, what we intend, we expect that the Holy Spirit will do that. That's the key to everything. This man who belonged to God could say, and I ask you today as I get to the end of my message, is this true of you? I could point out to you and say your name. I could say, I could understand and see that the words that come out of your mouth, that flow out of your heart, comes with the approval of God. Because I know you know God, and I know that you follow God. I didn't say that any of you were sinless, because I know you. And you're looking at one of those too. You know me. We're not saying we're sinless. We say we're saved, and our sins have been forgiven. And we say that we're trying to sin less. And as you're growing in the Lord, that will be true. But I want you to we're going to have some other things to say in a few minutes that are going to, just anyway. So I want you to go out with this verse on your heart and your mind. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength, I got to get it from him. And my redeemer, I have received it from him. That's the message. We're going to pray, and I have some other things I have to talk to you about. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness and for your wonderful word that you work in our hearts. I thank you for that full scripture at the end of that chapter. I pray that as we take it in, once again, this is not a news item, but it's a reminder to all of us where our strength comes from, where our wisdom spiritually comes from, and how we can live forever with you as a person that belongs, because we, a person that agrees with what this says, because we belong to you. I pray that you put this in our heart this day and at this time. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.